Hello, I'm Milt, and this is Logically Speaking Uncensored. The ultimate gun control is civil human behavior. On Friday, July 20th, 2012, James Holmes entered a theater in Aurora, Colorado, and randomly killed 12 people and wounded many more. In less than 24 hours, liberals crawled out of their ideological cesspools, and Democrats emerged from their political septic tanks and began to invoke Rahm Emanuel's declaration to never let a good opportunity go to waste. In a united fascist outcry, they regurgitated their propaganda to kill the Second Amendment of the Constitution, which proclaimed that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. According to anti-constitutional liberals and Democrats, the bloodbath in Aurora could have been prevented with gun control. Not once did they assign the event to the aberrant behavior of Mr. Holmes, nor did they reference the possibility that the class warfare hate speeches of President Obama and his operatives against people who successfully engage in lawful capitalism might be a contributing factor. Nor was there any acknowledgement of the possibility that Mr. Holmes' state of mind may have been influenced by the anarchistic, violent activities of the Wall Street occupiers against lawful businesses and employers. Most homicides are committed by objects other than guns. Every year, hundreds of Americans are killed by an array of objects which include baseball bats, fists, hammers, incendiary fuels, knives, motor vehicles, and poison, just to name a few. Question: how did you control these objects? On September the 11th, 2001, 3,000 people were killed without guns. At Waco, Texas, numerous adults and children were killed by fire, not guns. In Iraq, hundreds were killed by explosives. And in Rwanda, Africa, thousands were killed with machetes. If guns are evil and responsible for violence, why do Congress members possess them? Why do the police who rush to the theater in Aurora possess guns? Why do the Secret Service who provide security for President Obama possess guns? And why do every law enforcement agency in the nation possess guns? And Attorney General Holder, under Fast and Furious, had no problems with guns going to Mexico. Millions of Americans have been nurtured on fictional characters as portrayed on Sesame Street and other cartoons, where alligators, bears, birds, coyotes, dogs, rabbits, and worms talk and interact with one another. Could this be why liberals and Democrats treat guns and bullets, which are inanimate objects, like living cartoon characters capable of communicating with humans such as Mr. Holmes, and demand activation? Of course, this is lunacy, and it is lunacy to believe guns are the problem and gun control is the answer to stopping evildoers, killers, and tyrants. In conclusion, it is an undisputed truth that the ultimate gun control is civil human behavior. I am Milt, Logically Speaking Uncensored, saying, think about it.